We're up to the Gemara, Daf Samach Dalad Amid Beis. We just went through the long Mishnah yesterday, and the Mishnah describes in detail about the Korban Pesach, how firstly it's brought in three kitos, three different groups, because it says by Pesach Mitzrayim, V'shochtu oisei kol kahal adas Yisrael. Kahal is one group, adas another, Yisrael, so there's three groups. And then it describes in detail how the Kabbalah took place with a bunch of Kahanim, with Bezichim of Kesef and Zov, different rows, and the Bezichim, where they collected the blood in, did not have a flat bottom, it had a point, so it shouldn't have laid on the floor, so it shouldn't be Nikrash, it shouldn't congeal. And it describes in exactly how they said Hallel, and during the Shechita, and the third cut, over there they didn't even get to Vahafti. And then it describes the hafshota, the skinning and taking out the emerin, and likewise on Shabbos all the melachas were done, the avoda was done except for the tzliya was not done to Matzah Shabbos. And likewise, when you left the Beis Hamikdash, since you can't carry your Korban Pesach, so those that were able to encamp till the end of Shabbos in the Har Habayis, the first group. Second group stayed in the Chil. The third group had to be oimed in the Azara because ain't yeshiva ba'azara and had to wait and only went home on Shabbos. Zog the Gemara. Daf Samach Dalad Amud Beis, six lines from the top. Om Reb Yitzchok, ein ha-Pesach nishchat el be-gimel kitos shel shloishim b'nei Adam. The Pesach was nishchat by three kitos, like we said in the Mishnah. But how many groups of people does every kat have? So shloishim b'nei Adam. Each group had 30 people. Why 30? Zok d'mor amai taima. The reason is because after all, kahal the aid of Yisrael. Since you have 30, if kahal is 10, aida we know about as koyrach. Aida is 10. Aida aro azois, not by aris koyrach, by the meraglim. Yeshua, kolev, they were out of it, so the 10 left. So we know aida is 10. Aida over there it says, and likewise kahal and Yisrael is all 10. So misafkalon, the suffix is, we know that by the Korban Pesach, you need Kahal, Eid, and Yisrael. The question is, do you need that Bavas Achas? You need 30 in one shot by every group, by every cut? Or it's spread out. Every cut is 10. And Mamela, so what do we do? In order to be Yoytzim Rei Sveika, Hilkach, Ve'inen Sholosh Kita Shal Shloishim Shloishim, B'nei Adam. That's why you have every group has 30 people. Why? So that means you need 90 Pashtas. If it's Vasachas, 10, Kalei Yisrael, Ha'iko, the first group has 30. V'ibazachazeh, if it's Bazachazeh, you also have it, because you have 30. Ha'iko, V'ibazachazeh, Ha'iko. Now, the Tzlach, the Nadiv Yudah, is Matmiya on the Gemara. What's the suffix? State Behedya in the Mishnah, there were three kitas. So it's clear that the Kavana means Zachazeh. That's good for the whole Vodin, three kitas. Three kitas means three groups. How could you say Kahal Eidin Yisrael means the first group needs all three? We goofa learn Kahal Eidin Yisrael means three kitas. It's not the pshat we're super goofa if it means three kitas or if it means one cat. If the suffix was, what does Kahal Eidin Yisrael mean? Does it mean one or three? So then you can clear. Do you have to have 30 in first or each one 10? But the Mishnah says there were three kitas. From Kahal Eidin Yisrael we learned three kitas. So how can you suddenly now have a suffix? It's a tmi of the tzlach. How can you suddenly have a suffix that maybe it means Kalei Yisrael in the first group? We goof learn from Kalei Yisrael, three kitas. Akoponim, the Gemara has a suffix. Does it mean 10, or does it mean 30, 30, 30? Zog the Gemara Hilkach. Bechamshe nami sagya. The etzem, you don't have to have, we made a cheshbon, you have to have 90 people. 30, 30, 30. That's 90. Zog the Gemara, no. Really, you can have 50 people altogether. 50 representatives. This is not all the people that eat in Korban Pesach. Every group has one representative for the Bnei Mishpacha. But the etzim, all you need is 50. Why? The Aili Tlasin, the first group, 30 go in. We're talking a supuk if it means Kalei Yisrael in the first kat already. So the first kat at 30. The Avdi, they do the Avoida. Aili Asoga, the Nafki Asoga. So 10 more go in, and then 10 leave. 20 from those that remain stand there. But only 10 new ones come in. That's called the second cut. Again, 30 go in, do the avodah. After 30 go in, so another 10 go in and 10 leave. They replaced them. So now you have 30. 10 new ones and 20 old ones. Aili Asaga, the third group, again, 10 new ones go in. Venafki Asaga, and 10 old ones remain. So it ends up that it ends up being 30 each group, either 50 in total. You didn't need 90 in order to have 30 in each group. If 20 are there again for round two, so then be'etzem, you have 50, you can do the job. Now, you obviously you have to have 10 new ones, because what makes it a new cut? It's only called a new cut when you have 10 new ones coming in. Now, the Meiri says that you have to have the 10 leaving, so it's nicker that it's a new cut by the 10 coming in. Otherwise, if you just have 10 new ones come in, so then just have 50. You have 10 new ones come in every new cut. Then it would just look like it's a Tosefes on the cut. It's the Tosfu. When they leave, so that establishes that it's a new cut. So 10 leave, 10 replace. 10 leave, 10 replace. You can do it with 50. Zok di gomor. Nichnes ekat gishoino. The first cut comes in. Itmar. And then we said in the Mishnah that they close the gates. They close the gates because they don't want it to be nismala more than it could. So what exactly took place? Did they close it, or was it a nest that it closed on its own? That means on its own. It was a nest, one of the many nisim. We'll see soon, there were so many people there, but that was also a nest. But the ninelu was also a nest. Rova Omar, noyalin tnan. Not that it was ninelu on its own, we physically closed it. My binayu, what's enough kamina? Ik binayu le mismachanisa. Where they semich on a nest that it's going to close on its own. And you won't have to worry that it won't be three kitos. Meaning, if you have everyone come in the first round, so then there's no three kitos. So that's really why we shut the doors. We were noyal the sharim. Like this will be remaining for the second cut. So are we semich on a nest that it will close on its own? When it gets full and not have to stoop in more people and there won't be room for anyone left for a second cut. So that's called Simcha, Samcha Nisa. Ika bin Ayla Mizmcha Nisa. Abayo Manin Lutanan. Mi Yisayim Chadanes. Kama da Ayla Malu. Whoever came in. Visamchina Nisa. That the doors, the Shorim close on their own. Rova Oma Noilin Tanan. Veloy Samchina Nisa. You want to make sure you have three kitos? So you shut the doors and make sure there's left people for the second cut. Now, it's not the pshat. The Mefarshim explain how you say mechanenes. According to Abaya, you're not allowed to say mechanenes. Let's say mechanenes. Besides, the whole avoid over here was a nest. Everything was a nest. It was one big nest. We'll see soon how many. There were 1.2 million people here in the Azara. So the whole thing was a nest. So Mele, it's not called really mechanenes. Min mitnanes. Zog di gomorre. Vohore tnan om Rebbe Yudah. Chash vis sholem. Sha'akavye memahal nisnada. This is referring to, it says in the Maseches Idyos that Akavim ben Nahal was made for things. Rashi brings that one of the things he said was, Ein mashkin lo yisak giyores v'lo yisak mishucheres. Do you give a soita, it's a giyores, do you also give her may soita to drink or not? The mayim ha'ma'orim. So he said, Ein mashkin. So they said over a story that there was a maisa in the Karmis where they gave a shifcha to be mashke, and Shemayev Avtalian gave her. So he said, Akavya ben Mahal said that was a dugma hishkayu. That wasn't really the Mayim Amorim. That was a fake. That was a what is that called when you have a medicine that's not a real one?
Placebo.
It was a placebo. It wasn't real. Now, there were those that were that wanted to say that they put him in cheirim after he said that, but chas v'sholem zok Reb Yudah to say that's what is going on. Om Reb Yudah chas v'sholem shakavim mahal nisnada. He wasn't nisnada after this ma'aser when he said dugma ishkeyu. Why? What's my proof that you can't say that it was nisnada? She'ein azoran in elas al kol odem yisrael b'chokma uviraschet kakavim b'mahal. When the azora closed on its own, it says over here, it's on its own. So it's right like Abaya. When the Azora closed, there was nobody as great as a Kavi Memahal amongst the people. So we see that it clearly, it's impossible he was Nisnada. Nidu, yeah. They want to put him in Nidu. He said that Dugma Ishkeyu. The Shmaev Avtalin gave him Dugma. And on that, they wanted to put him in Nidu. Zogti Gemara, Abayimet. Now each one learns up this Memgel Tamei. Abayimet Atz Tamei, Rovimet Atz Tamei. Abayimet Atz Tamei, Ein Ba'azog B'shosh and Ninalo. At the time when it would close on its own, there was no one in the Azorah. Alkal Adem Yisrael, B'chokhma B'yigas Chet, Kakabim Rahalo. At the time when we closed it physically ourselves, so it's a question how to learn up, is it Nidlo Me'atzmon or Noyalin? Zogdu Gmo Vaita Tonu Rabbonon. Me'oilom lo nismayich odom ba'azora. Nobody ever got crushed in the Azora, stampeded. Chutz mi Pesach Echod. There was one Pesach. Shoi b'mei Hillel. He got crushed. And they called that Pesach, so many people, Pesach Meuchin. Rashi says Meuchin, Al Shem Shen Ismaich, because he was crushed. Another story. Agrifas HaMelech, Liten Eino Beuchlese Yisrael. He wanted to know how many people were in Klal Yisrael. He wanted to take a census. Now, you know, the Yidden are not going to count because you're not allowed to be Moyne Yidden. So, Omele, Le Koyen Godel, he told the Koyen Godel, Teine Nechob Psochim, count how many Psochim there are. If you know how many Psochim there are, I can figure out Be'erach how many people there are. Now, the Tosfos says that even if you're going to say that Minyan, there's a Shita that says even Minyan Adi Dove Ache is also Osa. So, what do you gain? The Koyen Godel is not going to want to count, he's not going to want to count Psochim either. So Chaim Kanievsky in Nachal Eisen, he says, very poshut, over here it wasn't a real minion, because knowing how many psochim doesn't know how many people. Like we said, Pesach means chaburus. Your chabura, you can have hundreds of people. We'll see soon a cheshbon. So Mele, it's not called a minion. Agrifas was a Jewish king? Agrifas was from Hurdus. It was not me soul. Notal kulya mikol echod. He took a kulya.
What's a kulya?
A kulya is the kloyos.
What?
The kloyos. The kloyos are the kidneys. He took a kulya from every common Pesach. V'nimtzeshom, and you know how many kulyas they counted? That Pesach, that Erev Pesach? Shishim riboy zugei kloyos kiflayim kiyotze mitzrayim. 600,000 were Yoytze Mitzrayim. They found 600,000 pairs. That means 1.2 million kloyos. That's how many Korbanos Pesach there were. Now, if you're going to assume there are 10 people for every Korban Pesach, so that means it's 10 times that. So we're talking about... Zogti Gemara... Yeah, 12 million. Nimtzisham shishim ribois zugois kloyois kifkaim kiyoitz mitzrayim. Chutz mitomei v'shoyi b'derech choyka. And there were more people. They're not a real full census. There were people that couldn't make it first round. Tomei v'derech choyka. Ve'ein l'chol kol pesach v'pesach shlo nimnu olav yoisim asor b'nei odom. Meaning, every household, this is a pshat, this means every household had a minimum of 10 people. So it comes out that the amount of psochim that we said were kofel yoytze mitzrayim, so it was pieser of that. Like I just said, with 10 times of that amount of people. Pesach me'ubin. Before we said me'uchin, because it was a zochin that was crushed. Yeah, but we didn't take out both, we took out one. Stam, the Gemara likes to say zugoy sometimes. Zugos. Instead of saying he counted 1.2 million, he counted 600,000 pairs of kidneys. No, they took out one. He just wanted to have a number. But he koyinoy said Pesach was more work. No reason to take out two kidneys. But he koyinoy said Pesach meubin, and they called him meubin zogdrashi av, very fat. Al shem sha'am rav. That's called meubin. Sha'am rav. There was a lot of people there. Zogti Gemara. Not al kulya. How do you take the kulya? The kulya is part of the things that have to be burnt, like the emirin. Haboyak Torah. Haboyakture. And for the Gemara, the Hoda Maktilu. After he took out the Kulya, he put back the kidney. Frag the Gemara Voksiv, Viktiro Shal Ya'ariv Chelbov Shal Zeh Bezeh. You can't be Ma'ariv, the Chelev of one Kum with another. It has to remain separated. It can't be just all together. Each one individually has to be Niktar. So Gemara, the Hoda Maktile Choda Choda. You attack individually, be mak to them, not together. Frag the Gemara, even if you do it individually, it has to be Niktar together with the rest of the Emigin. With the rest of the fats, v'atanya v'iktiram she'ekulay ke'echod, meaning together with the other chelav of that animal. Zag demoga elatvisa ba'alma. All he did was while they were taking out the emigin, he for a second took out the kulya, one kulya, and in its place they put a poil, they put an even. So he replaced it with a number, and he already put it back. So it went together with the emigin of the rest of the animal. The shokamenei. Until they replace it with something else. And Rashi says, the tvisa ba'alma toifis kul yo umar l'shliach. He showed the shliach here, count one, put down a stone, put down a pebble, put down a pool. V'noisim pulay evan kenegdo, and that's how they came to the count of 1.2 million.
So there was a gewaldig ness of 1.2 million people, which is in essence 12 million. So when we said before a cut of 10, that's the minimal.
Dr. Gemara Vaita, koinim oimdin shurai shurais. We said that each one stood in shuros with clay kesef and clay zov, separate shuros. My time, what's it mean they were separate? Ilay medil meshakli de dahava umayla de kaspa. If the reason is that we said that the full kalim went to, with the blood went toward the mizbeach, and then the empty ones after they were poured went back to the kahanim, back towards the behema, the next shechit of the korban pesach. So if the chashash is shakli de dahava umayla de kaspa, meaning. Let's say he returns an empty utensil made from kli zov in order to be mekabel dadam. That's the purpose of returning an empty one. And it gets replaced with a kesef one. So that's like a hirode b'kedusha. I went to be mekabel dadam with a kli zov and it got filled up with a kli kesef. And that's why you have to have separate rows. Zov, zov, kesef, kesef. So there won't be a hirode ilem de shakli de davu mayle de kaspa. Why did they have to have separate rows? One row of kesef, one row of zov. Had to be kesef and zov in one row. Teretz is, it'll look, end up being a hirod b'kedusha. If the empty one going towards the behemah is zov, and it gets filled up with kesef, that's returned, so then it's a hirod. Let's see the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, ilay medil meshakli d'dav umayla d'kaspa, hochanami dil meshakli ba'amoson umayla ba'amoson, ba'meya, which the Gemara is saying as follows. The Gemara is sparring that, let's say you have a row of gold. Well, this gold was worth 200 ma, and you're returning it, a different one, it's not the same kli, and you're returning it with a filled up dam with a gold that's only 100 ma. So it's also a hirada b'kedusha. Zok the Sfasema says, muchach, that's not called a hirada, because it's everyone is a different carbon. What are you comparing that it's going to be filled up to what it's being filled up after it's filled up? What was filled up in gold remained in gold utensil all the way till the... Till the Zrika. So that's what you look at every carbon individually separate. You don't look at it. It came Kesef, returned Zov. It came 200, returned 100. What was filled up 200 remained like that all the way till the Zrika. It's every carbon separate. So it's not called the Hirada B'Kedusha. So that's not the reason why they were separate rows of gold and silver. Elazak the Gemara, the Hochi Shapitve. It looks nicer. It pushes nicer. If you have a rows of gold and rows of silver, so that looks nicer for the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash. Zok the Gemara, v'loy hayu. Zok Rashi, inayim adilman kishu machzei ha-reikon, u'mekabel ha-molei, zimnin de machzei reikon shel zov, u'mekabel molei shel kesef, v'havelei moridim b'kodesh. The Gemara says, I mean, it wasn't you look at every carbon, you look at the Maisa. This kli is going now towards to be filled up, and it ended up being, it was filled up with kesef. The koyan received the kesef. It's a different carbon. It's a different, I know that. I understand that. That's what the Gemara says. The Havmina was, I'm taking a kli in order to mekabel the dam from that carbon. That's the purpose of this kli that's going back Reikon. And it ended up got filling up with a silver one. So it's like a hirode b'kedusha. I took this kli to be filled up, and it got filled up with a different one. Adem zok tisvasemes, that's the maskonos ha-gemara. That's not called a hirode. That's every carbon is individual. What got filled up in gold went all the way to the mizbeach. What got filled him with silver went all the way to the Mizbeach. Narvos is Shapitve. Zogdom of a loyal bezichin shulayim and didn't have a rim. Tonar abonu kol bezichin shemikdash loyal and shulayim chutz mi bezichin levoyno. Except for the bezichin of the levoyno of shlechem upon him, it was flat in the bottom, sheminichem v'yifras alechem. If you place it down and if it doesn't have a flat bottom, then it's going to knock against the lechem upon him. It was placed on the shulchan next lechem upon him. It's going to crush the side of lechem upon him. We want it to remain whole. So mele, it had a shulayim, it had a flat bottom. Shochet Yisrael v'kibbel akoyin. Zog dem Hora, loy sagye de lavi Yisrael hi, loy sagye de lavi Yisrael, it says shochet Yisrael, loy sagye de lavi Yisrael, it has to be Yisrael that shechts, zog ma yiguf kam ashmelon, de shchita bezog shega, it doesn't have to be a coin, a Yisrael can shecht. Be kibbel akoyen, what's the chiddush in kibbel akoyen, o kam ashmelon, mi kabola ve'elich mitzaz kuna, Kabbalah ve'elich starts mitzvahs kuna. That's called navoida. The avoida starts, yes, shchit is an avoida, but it's not really an avoida. They need a koyin. It's kosher bazaar. And we learn it from a posik. It says, v'shachatz ben abokar, v'ikiva ben ha'agoyim. V'kabbalah ve'elich, you need a koyin. And before that, it's kosher bazaar. Zog dig amoga, noise l'chavera, shma mino, holoch shloi b'regel ava locha. If noise l'chavera, chaver l'chaveroi, there was a shchita, there was a kabbalah, the halacha took place by passing it. So it's halacha shalai b'regel. That's a whole sugya. If halacha b'lai regel is called a halacha. Shema min halacha shalai b'regel, shema halacha. Zogma no raya. Maybe he moved the drop. Dilma hunayit purta. If he moved the drop, velamai kamashalom. What's a chiddush? If you moved along, what's a chiddush? Zogta gemara. Hakamashalom. B'roi v'madas melech. He moved along. What's a chiddush? It's a regel halacha. We wanted as many people involved in the avoida. So b'roi v'madas melech. He accepted the full one and he returns an empty one. But not the other way around. That means don't first accept the empty kli and pass it, but first accept the full kli. Why? That means a kabbalah of a kli mole is a mitzvah. A returning of a kli reikon is a hechsher mitzvah. It's not the meis mitzvah kabbalah. It's in order to make a kabbalah. So it's called a mavir ala mitzvah when you have in front of you mitzvah or hechsher mitzvah. That's a mavir ala mitzvah. He's the one that pours it down the mizbeach, down the yisoid. Man tana pesach bezrika. Not pours. He's zorik it. It's a machloikas. If Shmuel holds, you pour it. But we're going now that you're zorik it. It says you're zorik. Man tana pesach bezrika. It's not matan domim. It's not even b'shricha. It's b'zrika. Om Rav Chizr Rabbi Yosi Aglili Letan Rabbi Yosi Aglili Yomel as domom tizroik. It says in the pasuk that ach b'chor shor or b'chor kesav or b'chor eiz leisiv de kodeshem as domom tizroik al mizbeach. So it says tizroik. Veschelbam takdir domoy loy nemer. Don't say domoy singular. It says domom ela domom chelbam nemer ela chelbam limad al b'chor u'maisa. This pasuk comes at b'chor u'maisa. U Pesach, Domim is all inclusive. Korn Pesach was also bezrika. Shein tunin matan Domim ve'emer in the gam mizbeach. So we see it's zrika al kaponim. Zogemo, how do you know it needs the yisoid? Menola on the tunin yisoid. Omer Abelazar asya zrika zrika me oilo. We learned from the oilo gufa that it was be yisoid. And over there was zrika, and over here it's also zrika. Because this is really lafukir Rabbi Shmuel Rashi says that learns out from dam zvachachecha yishofech that it was poured down, but not thrown. It poured down to your side, but he says it was thrown. But if you learn it thrown, you know it was by your side from a different limud. Zrika zrika me oilo. Ksivach es domem tizrak al mizbeach. Uksivach som vizol kubine ar nakoyin es domem al mizbeach. Soviv. Over there it says, this talking about the oilo. It says clearly, soviv, ma oilo tuni your side. Av pesach namiton your side. So that's how you know it's your side. So you know it's bezrika, because we learned from domom, chelbom, that the b'chor, and Maisa and Pesach was bezrika, like Beitzak Lili, not Beshvicha. And you know it's be Yisoid. Then we learn Gufa Zrika Zrika from Oila, and Oila was towing Yisoid. Zog the Mora, Tav Samachayom et Ha'ala v'Oila Gufa Menolon, how do we know Oila had Yisoid? O Makro, El Yisoid Mizbach Oila, Alma Oila Tuna Yisoid. So Oila had Yisoid, and we learn Zrika Zrika, so we know it was bezrika be Yisoid. We'll stop over here, top it on.